Springtime, flowers are blooming, the sun is out, the weather is warm. It's a season of inspiration, that is, until you open your clothes closet. Somehow, come spring, why does it always feel like there's nothing to wear? Well, if you're wondering what to hang in your closet this year, we've got some help for you. Terry Agins is the author of The End of Fashion, How Marketing Changed the Clothing Business Forever, and senior special writer for The Wall Street Journal. She joins us by phone from her office in New York City. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Michelle, how are you doing?
What do the designers want us to buy this season, and what are we really going to buy?
Okay, well, you know, we've gone through, like, the last 2-3 years of a lot of embellished clothes. I mean, you know, the 90s were all about beige and black and taupe, and then we got this explosion of color that started after turn of the century. And you remember now that you've got green shoes and orange shoes, and you've got things with sequins on them, and just a lot of embellishment and embroidery, et cetera. And now it seems that now, you know, the industry, obviously, once you've collected too much of one thing, they want you to move on to the next thing. So this spring, it's all about what they call a cleansed palette. So we're going to see a lot of white, and we're going to see a lot of things that are just a lot, you know, dialed back, and not all that you know, bright color and prints. You know, we're going to see, obviously, the usual pastels and everything, but a lot more solids, less embellishment, and much more tailored styles. Even pantsuits are back.
And let me just remind folks that we are taking your calls this hour. It's 1-800-989-TALK. And go ahead, Terry. It's a lot of clean palette, as you were saying,
yes,
white and the
yeah.
taupe and stuff like that. So, Terry, let me trick question. What are you wearing today?
Okay, well, actually, I'm wearing a very old dress. This is a black and white polka dot dress that I bought at Ann Taylor several years ago, at, you know, sleeveless, and it's something that doesn't go out of style. And this is one of the tricky things about fashion now, Michelle, because clothes do not really go out of style. You can wear something that's several seasons old, and you won't look dated. I mean, even a lot of the loud prints and, you know, the embellished things that women bought the last few years, they love them. People love how they look in color, and I don't think a lot of women are going to be ready to give up on that and start wearing a lot of white, which also is very hard to keep clean. I mean, we people who live here in New York, I mean, I won't wear anything white unless it's something I can wash, because you wear a white shirt and you take it off at the end of the day and it looks like you put a magic marker around the sleeves and the collar, because it's just, you know, you get all that urban grime.
Well, you know, working in a newsroom, I always say if I ever buy a white shirt, I should just take the pen and mark it myself, because, you know, somebody's walking around with a pen.
Exactly, yeah. So. But the white does look really crisp this season. There's a lot of eyelet dotted Swiss. And then the other thing, the skinny jean. You know, we've been wearing the low-rise jeans, and now...
Well, maybe you've been.
Well, I didn't really wear the low-rise because I had a hard time getting a good fit, but the skinny jean that's thin all the way, kind of a narrow pencil, they used to call it the cigarette jean, that jean is back, and leggings. And leggings are really going to be big in the fall, but they're really going to start in the spring, but they're wearing them different this time. Instead of with the oversized top and the thick tennis shoes, women will wear a legging and then wear a short dress with it. So it's a different look with a flat shoe, and that's going to be part of this kind of cleaned up, less embellished look.
I have the top 10 lists from two different department stores that send me catalogs, and I'm looking at them. And let's see, they both say belts.
Yeah.
One says let it go all the way to the waist, and the other says this essential accessory is worn with everything and runs the gamut from narrow to obi in a wide range of materials. Translate, please.
Okay, well, belts, you know, belts were something else that had disappeared a long time ago, but belts are really back, and, you know, you go all the way from the narrow ones to the real wide ones, and they've got nail heads and sequins and crystals and things on them, and that's another way to kind of update your wardrobe. I think a lot of women have really gotten, I mean, now we're into this whole individual style era where, you know, everything goes. I mean, it started a lot on Sex and the City, where you saw the mixing and matching of prints and different, you know, colors, thick shoes with the shoes with narrow, with skinny heels, shoes with boxy heels, and wide pants and narrow pants, and all these things peacefully coexist now. And so it allows people to have, a lot more leeway on how you dress, but clearly you still want to have a few things so you'll feel kind of current. So, as I said, the white and also the skinny jean, those are two ways to, you know, quick, cheap ways to make it work.
Okay, quickly, because I want to bring in a caller. But what one of the lists says city shorts. Now, please, please, what's with the short shorts? As I understand it, the average size of an American woman is 12. Dare I predict?
Size 14, actually.
14.
Yes.
Dare I say it? she is not buying city shorts.
No, but
so who is going to buy the city shorts?
Well, the city shorts, the one thing about fashion you have to remember is that, you know, sometimes you will see something that's kind of outrageous that is introduced, and that's really something for the window. The stores don't put a lot of money in those goods, but that's just enough to kind of bring you in, and they need that to sell the ordinary khakis and staples that you would ordinarily buy. But that short, it's first thing, it's not super tight, but it's an awkward length, and I think it is going to be hard to wear. But, you know, there will always be a fashion victim out there who will jump on this, and so I think you will see a lot of young women experimenting with that. And they do kind of look cute with the high heels, the slides that a lot of women are wearing now. But it's not going to be a big deal. But it'll be a flourish that you'll see in big cities here and there.
Let's go to Mike in Iowa.
Good afternoon, ladies. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
I'm wanting to ask you a question about I'm in the hair and cosmetic industry. And what we find drives our business a lot is youth culture, and especially what's going on with the hot bands, what's going on with Hollywood fashion.
Celebrities, yes.
Yeah, celebrities. And I'm wondering, where does that intersect right now with the clothing and fashion industry, especially for the next season to come?
Yeah, the celebrity influence is huge. I mean, and you will notice, I mean, all the magazines, Star, In Style, I mean, all these magazines that used to just be gossip tabloids, the big part of their emphasis, the way that they present their stories, a lot of it has to do with fashion. And, you know, celebrities are really just the arbiters of taste and style for American women. And that's why you see so many celebrities now, Uma Thurman advertising for LVMH, for Louis Vuitton, and you see, Halle Berry with Revlon, Gianni Versace, and you see that because, they're the real role models. It's not the supermodel, but it's the celebrities. People really relate to celebrities, and they want to dress like them, and they, and they also even buy their own clothing brands because, you've got Beyonce's got a clothing brand, and so does Jennifer Lopez, and so this is all part of, the pop culture with fashion and celebrities is really intersected.
Thanks for calling, Mike. Let me just pause here to say you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Terry, what is up with the platform shoes? Actually, you know what? I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to talk about something else. It's just that fashion is in our faces so much these days. There are all these TV shows telling us what to wear, what not to wear, these makeover shows. Yet you wrote a book called The End of Fashion. It seems like, on the one hand, it seems like we're obsessed with fashion. On the other hand, I think you're telling us that we're really not, that we're driving this train now in a way that was not the case 30
exactly.
years ago, 40 years ago.
By the end of fashion, I meant all the old rules, the clothes were supposed to go out of style, the planned obsolescence that people were supposed to buy, that middle class people would have to wait for the trends to trickle down. I mean, all that's over now. You can go to H&M and stores like Target and fashion is now affordable and available to everybody all at the same time. And so that's a big influence now that has changed things completely. But just a minute, I started rambling and got off track. So you wanted to know exactly, Michelle?
Yes.
Yeah, what did you want to, I said I got off track here a second as I was rambling on about the end of fashion.
We're just talking about clothes here. It's okay, but let's go to a car. Let's go to Madison, Wisconsin, and Stephanie. Stephanie, what's on your mind?
Well, I am 56 years old, and I'm your average person. I'm a woman. I'm about a size 12, 14, and kind of on the heavy side, but very, very fit. And I really kind of, I get really frustrated when people try to sell me fashion and say, well, this is really in this year, and this is really in this year. And if, you go through enough fads and you see things that don't work, how can you work it so you can wear things that really are flattering for you? I mean, especially when certain colors come in certain years and some colors, like there's no way I can wear white at all. I'm a redhead with warm peachy colored skin. I don't I can't wear those kinds of colors.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that, and this is back to the whole idea of, have it your way. This is all about individual style and doing things that really work for you. And I know that, once I got into my 40s, and so I really got a lot more confident about wearing the styles that looked good on me and not just what was in fashion. And often I will sit out a trend. I mean, we were talking about those those shorts. I wouldn't wear those because, you know, it's just not anything that's going to look flattering. So I think that you know what looks good in you by this stage of the game. And, you know, keep wearing those styles and updating them a little bit. And I know if I find, like, a pair of shoes that I really like, I like to wear a skinny heel, high heel pump, I will get two or three pairs. And, you know, keep them for several years and wear them as, you know, change them as each one wears out, because I know that I will always like that particular shoe style.
Stephanie, has anything caught your eye so far?
You know, it really, really hasn't. I worked until recently in an department store. I worked on a loading dock, and I've been kind of a homebody. I had to quit that job because of a foot injury, and, you know, I am just, nothing has really caught my eye. I haven't really seen anything that, you know, that I like at all. I do like the bright colors, especially like the pinks, the warm pinks and greens.
Stay with them. Stay with them. If they work for you, stay with them.
You bet. You know, and I find that getting basic clothes, getting the best made you can make them last for years. You know, I'm kind of tired of something after like maybe 5 or 6 years.
Stephanie, thanks so much for calling.
You. All right.
Stephanie, I think she should go for some green platform shoes. What about you, Terry?
Oh, you were talking about platforms earlier. The platforms, you know, they're okay. I don't like them because I have a big foot. I wear a size 10 foot, and I mean shoes, and forget it. And so I always like to wear a kind of a dainty shoe. And
okay.
The other thing about platforms is that those of us who remember them in the 70s, many of us turned our ankles.
Okay. No turning ankles here. Thank you. Terry Agins is the author of The End of Fashion, How Marketing Changed the Clothing Business Forever. Senior special writer at The Wall Street Journal. She joined us by phone from her office in New York City. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me.
And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.